Don't ask questions, Arkady. Look, if you don't leave before war is declared, you won't be able to leave at all.
But where's Uncle Holmier?
There's nothing we can do for him. He's locked in Pucci's stateroom, showing him how to walk and talk like the mule.
But why?
Because, not to put too fine a point on it, Pucci has turned the corner. He's busy convincing himself that he's not Stettin Bulk, one-time junior gunner of the fleet, but he is, in fact, the reincarnation of the mule, none other.
But that's silly.
I don't think that's silly. What about his other idea or revelation to make you Empress of his galactic empire?
You mean...
I mean the hook, remember? He wants to marry you. He's got poor Maris organising the ceremony now.
But he hasn't even asked me.
No, he won't ask you. He'll tell you. And unless you want to be the Empress of a non-existent empire... You don't, do you?
No.
Good. Well, I'm telling you, the only way to avoid it is to get away now. And make sure you're far, far away from here before he ever starts looking for you. And the only way to do that is via the spaceport, and the only way there is the very fast ground car I have standing outside.
You mean go back to the Foundation?
Well, that's up to you. To be really safe, I'd pick some other destination. If he does find out you've gone the first flight, he'll stop will be the Foundation one.
Yes,
and don't talk. Go. Go while you can.
Yes, all right. Lady Callier, I have the feeling you arranged all this.
Oh, really? Well, you credit me with more brains than I do. Look, child, I have one reason for helping you. I want Pucci, and if that means pretending he's the mule, all right. But I can't stand competition, Arkady. I don't have youth on my side. I'm helping you out of simple self-interest, you see. Simple jealousy, protecting what's mine.
Well,
go on, go. Leave that old fool to this fairly old fool. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Lady Callier. And perhaps we'll meet again.
Maybe, maybe. Goodbye, Arkady. But if we do meet again, I shall have failed.
Can I help you, miss?
Oh, yes. I want a ticket.
Where to?
Where's the first flight going to?
Foundation.
What about the next one?
Well, two together. One to Trantor direct, and the other a roundabout flight.
Trantor, please, the direct flight.
To return?
No, single.
Don't blame you. There'd be a war here, you know.
Yes, I know.
Well, that'll be 172 credits, please.
172? I've only got 170.
Here you are, young lady. 2 credits.
Oh, I couldn't...
Take them.
Thank you very much.
There's your ticket, miss.
Thank you.
Any baggage, miss?
No, none, thank you.
So you're going to Trantor, miss?
Yes, that's right.
So am I. And so is my wife. She's over there, if you'd care to meet her. Maybe travel with us.
Oh, yes, I would, thank you.
Our pleasure. Mother, here. This young lady's going to Trantor, same as we are.
Well.
And she's on her own, so I thought we could travel together.
That was the best idea you've had all day. He's probably forgotten to introduce himself, dear. He's Preen Palver.
Hello.
And I'm Mrs. Palver, and we're pleased to meet you.
Thank you. I'm Arkady Darrell.
Ah, that is a pretty name. And do you live on Trantor, dear?
No, I'm just going for a holiday.
A holiday on Trantor? Well, you must be the first person ever to do that.
I thought I'd just like to go there just to see what it's like.
It's like one big farm, that's what it's like. Apart from a few old ruins.
Yeah. Oh, we're farmers, that's why we've been here. Mm. We came for a sales conference trying to arrange to export our produce to Calgon.
So you don't know Trantor at all, Arkady, eh?
No, I come from the Foundation.
Oh!
But my grandmother lived on Trantor for a while when she was young, and my mother was born there.
Is your mother there now to meet you?
No, she's dead. There's nobody to meet me. I don't know anyone there.
Well, you do now. How old are you, Arkady?
I'm 16 and a half.
Oh, 16 and a half and flitting around the galaxy on your own? I never heard the like. Well, now, Arkady, when we get to Trantor, you'll stay with us. It's not right a child like you being on your own.
No.
You're very kind, Mrs. Palver, and I'd love to stay with you.
Good.
But really, I'm not a child.
Attention. This is a public service announcement. There is to be a security check.
Oh, no! Oh, my God! I'm so worried.
Security officers will check your tickets and your identity papers. This is purely a routine checkup. And any person making any attempt to escape will be instantly killed.
They really take life very seriously on Galgan, don't they?
Child, what's the matter? You're shivering.
It's me they're looking for.
You haven't done anything wrong, have you?
No, nothing, I promise you. But I have to get away from Galgan, and they're trying to catch me.
And don't you worry about a thing, Argany. Just give me your ticket and your identity papers, and I'll do the rest. We just say you're our niece.
But they'll never believe that.
Oh, with a little persuasion, they will. I have a special way with officials.
But they're not ordinary officials. They're security officers.
Arcady, an official is an official, and my method has never failed yet. I think 100 credit notes should be enough, don't you, madam?
Oh, yes. The man in charge is only a lieutenant.
Oh, here they come. Hold your breath and smile, Arcady, smile.
Papers, please.
Why, certainly, lieutenant, certainly. I'm Preem Palver, agricultural exporter, and this is my good wife.
What are you doing?
This is my niece.
Just give me the documents, please. Thank you.
Just a small token of our appreciation. Your men do a fine job here. We're glad of your protection.
Yes.
All right. Pass.
But
now, don't say a word. They all have their price, you see. We'd better get on board ship before greed gets the better of that young man. The ship's due to leave at any minute.
And once we're safely away from here, in space, then you can tell us all about it, Arcady. Mm. I'm dying to hear why they should be looking for you.
It's war, Darrell.
Yes, I heard. You got my message?
What are you going to do about Arcady?
There's nothing I can do. Did you get my message?
Oh, yes, yes. Now, look, Darrell, that child could be in danger.
Professor, please. Now, just sit down. There's nothing we can do to help Arcady, but we can help ourselves. Now, did you get the equipment I asked for?
Yes, I did. It wasn't easy, though. 50 hyper-relays is more than even the keenest researcher would use in a lifetime.
But the vital thing is, how small can you make the device?
About so big.
No. I've got to be able to carry it in the pocket.
It won't be easy, Darrell.
You can do it. Believe me, it's very important.
Darrell, what is this thing for? I can make it, but I don't understand the purpose of it.
Shh. That's Anthor. I can't explain, Semik, not yet. But don't say a word to anybody. Absolutely nobody must know. It's deadly knowledge, right?
It's all right. Darrell, Semik, this is Orum Dirij from Galgan.
Galgan?
Yes, Police Lieutenant Orum Dirij.
Don't worry, Dr. Darrow. I was a Foundation agent on Galgan, and I'm part of the resistance network Dr. Amter has been setting up.
But what are you doing here?
Dirij was the last man on Galgan to see your daughter.
Huh?
She left the spaceport on the last flight before war broke out. She took a flight for Trantor.
Trantor?
She was with a middle-aged couple who were returning to Trantor after trying to sell their farm produce on Galgan. They seemed a nice couple.
But I don't understand.
Darrell, don't you think it'd be a good idea for you to go to Trantor?
No.
But if Arcady's there...
At least she's safer there than she was on Galgan. But I'm not going because I want to.
What? That doesn't make sense.
I think it does. Why should Arcady go to Trantor? For all we know, the Second Foundation arranged for her to go there, and they're using her now as bait for me. They know how much I want to see her, but I'm not taking the bait. I'm going on with my work here. We must just hope that Arcady is in good hands on Trantor. We must just hope.
Arcady, why don't you tell me what's bothering you?
I'm not sure myself, Mr. Palver.
Is it the food? You're getting enough to eat, aren't you? And Mother's a wonderful cook. And your bed's comfortable, isn't it?
There's nothing wrong here, Mr. Palver. You've both been very kind to me. I've enjoyed the sightseeing and I like life here. But, you see, the more I think about what happened on Galgan, the more suspicious it seems.
Suspicious?
I mean, I thought I was escaping. I thought I was taking decisions. But the more I think about it, the more it feels as if it was arranged. As if I was sent here.
Sent? To us? We only met you by chance. And who would want to send you from one end of the galaxy to the other?
What did you say?
What?
That's it. Selden created one foundation on Terminus and the second foundation at the other end of the galaxy. Star's End. But the galaxy's like an oval dish, isn't it? So there is no other end. Mr. Palver, I have to get back to the foundation. I must tell Father.
Well, back to the foundation? But how?
You have a small spaceship, don't you?
Oh, yes, but I don't know if it could travel so far. It's pretty old, and it's only designed to carry farm produce, Arcady, vegetables and fruit stuff.
That's perfect. Mr. Palver, what is there a shortage of in any war?
Ammunition?
Food! Vegetables, fruit, food. The prices rocket up, and anyone with a whole shipload of food would make a fortune.
Oh, a fortune, you say?
One load of fruit and vegetables will be worth its weight in uranium on the foundation now.
Oh. Well, maybe the old ship could reach that far, but... Well, I'd have to speak to Mother, of course, but... A fortune? Oh, that does sound interesting.
This is Joel Turbo reporting from the warfront. Citizens of the Foundation, this correspondent has watched the progress of the war with Galgan with a deepening sense of despair. We are now in a desperate situation, with a massed fleet from Galgan preparing what could well be the final attack. Our only hope now is to rid our minds of any further thoughts of the Second Foundation. We might learn a lesson from our arch-enemy, Stettin. Here's an excerpt from one of his recent speeches.
So the Second Foundation will save them, will it? So where is it? Where is the all-powerful Second Foundation? I'll tell you. Nowhere. Nowhere. It does not exist. There is no such thing. Which is why, my loyal subjects, which is why we are going to smash the Foundation. The one and only foundation. The mule did it. And I, the mule incarnate, I will do it again.
Oh, Arcady, I should never have listened to you. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but now...
Don't worry, Mr. Palver. This is a foundation ship.
Yes, a warship.
Are these the prisoners?
Sir!
There's no need to scream.
Sorry, sir!
Right. Now, who are you?
I'm Preem Palver. I'm a farmer. Just a farmer from Tranta, and I thought I could bring some food to the foundation to help the war effort.
God, does that make sense?
The ship is crammed with food, yes, sir.
And you? You're who?
I'm Arcady Darrell, the daughter of Dr. Toran Darrell of the Foundation. And Mr. Palver was taking me home when you stopped us.
Oh, you're the child who got stuck on Kalgan, aren't you?
I'm the young lady who was on Kalgan, if that's what you mean. Mr. Palver helped me to escape from there.
That's
Mr.
right.
Mr. Palver sounds like a useful man to know.
He's been very helpful, and I think the Foundation ought to treat him as a friend, not as an enemy.
I rather agree. You're not suspect anymore.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Now I have to get back to the Foundation to see my father.
I'm sorry, Miss Darrell. We're in the middle of a war, you see. Actually, we might be almost at the end of a war.
You mean we've almost lost?
No, I mean we've almost won.
Miles, it's not fair, is it? It's not fair. The mule conquered the Foundation. Why didn't I? Why not?
Of the various reasons for your complete failure, I doubt whether you could understand one of them, even if you had the time, which you don't. Stettin, pull yourself together. In a very short time, The survivors of the invasion fleet are going to get back to Kelgan, and they're not going to care about explanations. The least they'll want is your head, minus the body. And the only way to maintain your present wholesome condition is for you to go now, far away, quickly, before they get here.
But the government, who will rule Kelgan?
I will. I've had sufficient practice serving one half-wit dictator after another. I think Kelgan has had enough of military dictators. I think the planet is ready for a civilian dictator now. But you must go. Quickly. I've prepared a ship for you.
I suppose I couldn't take Mun with me.
Certainly not. I'm going to be very nice to Homer Mun. I need him to negotiate a reasonable surrender with the Foundation. You'll have to go alone.
Not quite alone, Myrus. Dear Kalia will stand by me. She'll still call me Pucci.
I very much doubt if she'll ever call you Pucci again.
What? Where is she?
I have no idea. Several hours ago, an unidentified spaceship of a very peculiar design was seen to land on the far side of Kelgan. Kalia was seen to board it, and the ship was seen to leave again for an unknown destination.
But that's not possible. Kalia's too simple-minded to have left me. She worshipped me.
As long as was necessary.
But where could she have gone?
I have a shrewd idea. She's gone to a place you said did not exist.
I know for certain the Second Foundation does exist. And I know exactly where it is.
What?
Where?
Kalgan.
Antho, I was on Kelgan for the signing of the surrender, and I had a good look round the place. It's just an insignificant little holiday planet. It can't be the Second Foundation.
Ah, Terbor, if you came here for the first time, would you recognize it as the technological center of the galaxy?
Well,
look, the number of scientists of the First Foundation who actually control our physical science is very, very small. Well, why shouldn't that be true for the Second Foundation, too? Just a tight, well-organized oligarchy. And they're hidden even from their own host world.
Which we have just defeated.
We defeated that fool, Stettin. So now, where's the last place we'd think of looking for the Second Foundation? Kalgan. And where was the place the mule never thought of looking? His own capital, Kalgan.
All right. If you are right, Anthor. How are we supposed to find these Second Foundationers on Kelgan, eh? Who are they? How can we tell them from everybody else? And how can we protect ourselves from them?
I think I can answer your questions. The solution to the last problem, our protection, is also the solution to how we can identify Second Foundationers. Semik and I have been busy making a device which will do the job quite well. This.
What is it?
It creates and maintains a field of mental static. I've already arranged that all vital installations of the Foundation are fully protected by this mental static. In other words, they're protected from interference by the Second Foundation. Eventually, any place we choose can be made absolutely safe from the Second Foundation.
Then it's all over.
Not exactly. You see, the Second Foundation does still exist, but not on Kalgan, Anthor.
Where then? Where?
I'll let Arkady explain. It was her idea.
It was more intuition than idea, really. Something Mr. Palver said on Trantor just suddenly made me see. It was really so simple. You see, Selden gave us the clue that the Second Foundation was at the other end of the galaxy. But what is the other end? A cross-section of the galaxy is a circle, and a circle has no end. We are on the edge of the galaxy, on the rim. And if you follow the rim of a circle, you'll come right back to where you started from.
And there you'll find the Second Foundation.
There? You mean here?
Yes, here. It makes sense, doesn't it? Why do you think Ebling Meese was so surprised by what he discovered in the library on Tranto? He had tried to find the second foundation to warn them against the mule, and he'd left the very place where they were, already in the mule's empire. Just where their mental scientists could best work out how to stop the mule. It's so obvious.
But then, any man or woman on this planet could be a second foundationer.
Anyone, yeah.
You said you could protect us against them, and you said you could identify them. How?
By the mental static device. You see, Turbo, compared to them, we're like blind men. But there's one weapon which will hurt a man who can see, but will not hurt a blind man. A strong light in the eyes, which is what this device does. It sets up a powerful shifting electromagnetic pattern, which to the mind of a man of the second foundation would be like an unbearable blinding light. It would sear his brain. You are of the Second Foundation, aren't you, Antho?
Yes. Yes.
And the Second Foundation is here, on Terminus?
Yes. Yes.
The situation was growing dangerous. You knew that our physical scientists were becoming interested in brainwave patterns and that we were close to developing the mental static device.
I had to stop it without ruining Seldon's plan. He tried to control your group. Join it. He tried to divert your attention and suspicions away from us. The Kalgan War was such a distraction. I tried to distract you, Darrell, from your work on the mental static device by getting you to go to Trantor, to Arcady.
Why didn't you control my mind?
You were thought to be important for the future government of the First Foundation. The answer wasn't to control individuals, but to control the times, the circumstances.
Antho, how many of you are there in the Second Foundation?
There are 50 of us. We didn't need more.
When did you suspect him, Darrell?
From the start. He came from Clyze, he said. But I knew Clyze. And on what terms we parted. He was a fanatic and I had deserted him. To him, I was a traitor. Yet suddenly, he sends me his most promising pupil as a co-worker just before he died. Obviously, he was being controlled by that very pupil. Now we know how many Second Foundationers there are. We can identify and deal with the whole 50 of them. And then we will be free of the Second Foundation forever. At last. And all because of Arcady's ability to see the obvious when nobody else could.
Goodbye, Mr. Palver. I'm sorry you have to go.
Well, now, you remember. You know where we are, Mother and me. You'll always be welcome. Goodbye, Dr. Darrell.
Goodbye, and thank you for taking such good care of Arcady.
Oh, please, I should be thanking her. Not only did I get a regular contract for fruit and vegetables, I got this beautiful medal, the Foundation's highest award, the freedom of the First Foundation.
The one and only Foundation.
Yes, so you said. Can't say I quite understood all that, but anyway, you'll soon be clear of that other Foundation.
We've got most of them already. In a few hours, we should have completed the search.
Well, well, good for you. And I must get back to the farm and Mother. Oh, she'll never believe me when I tell her the adventures I've had. Well, goodbye again, Dr. Darrell.
Goodbye.
Arcady, goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Palver. Uncle Preem. And I will come to visit you someday.
Well, Trantor's the perfect place for a honeymoon, you know. Quiet, peaceful. Goodbye.
The empire will vanish, and all its good with it. Its accumulated knowledge will decay, and the order it has imposed will vanish. Interstellar wars will be endless. Interstellar trade will decay.
population will decline. But psychohistory, which can predict the fall, can make certain statements concerning the succeeding Dark Ages. The Empire has stood for 12,000 years. The Dark Ages to come will endure not 12, but 30,000 years. We must fight that by conserving the knowledge of the race. My plan is to set up a foundation devoted to the preparation of an Encyclopedia Galactica. This will reduce the Dark Ages to only one millennium. And another foundation will be established at the other end of the galaxy, at Star's End.
Everything has gone according to our calculations.
I regret the sacrifice of those 50 men and women, like Peleus and Thor. They have given their lives to protect the first foundation from its own ignorant aggressions.
It had to be 50, Guardian. They would never have believed less. And they have not died for nothing. The general population is convinced that we never existed at all. And the intellectuals are convinced that we no longer exist.
All because Selden spoke of the other end of the galaxy. But because they were physical scientists, they were unable to discover us. Their thought processes were geared to the physical form of the galaxy.
But Selden was a social scientist, and to him, the other end of the galaxy was something entirely different.
Terminus was founded at the periphery, where the First Empire was weakest, where its civilizing influence was least. The second foundation was at the other end, socially, where the Empire was strongest, where its civilizing influence was the greatest. And Selden allowed himself a little poetic imagery when he spoke of the second foundation. All the universe was once guided from this rock. All the apron strings of the stars led here. All roads lead to Trentor. And that is where all stars end. And now I had better go home. My wife will want to know exactly what has happened to our adopted niece.
Title: Foundation. Foundation and Empire. Second Foundation. Author, Isaac Asimov. Audio adaptation, Mike Stott. Part number 8. Part title, Star's End. Production, David Kane. Location, BBC Radiophonic Workshop,